Wherever the day takes you, you can take WWL along, folks. Listen live to your favorite WWL shows, plus the news, weather, traffic, and local coverage you count on every day. Just open the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps and search WWL. Staying connected has never been easier. Back here on Sports Talk, get ready for that Saints practice at Yulman Stadium. We'll be bringing you live coverage from that. Right now, getting into a little Pels talk. You might ask, why are we talking basketball right now? Well, they ended up making a move today, and it's been, I think, something in the making for some time now, helping us talk about this. New Orleans Pelican media member, Ali Cosell, on the line. Ali, first off, how you been doing in this heat, man?
Been doing better, right? I feel like it's maybe not as hot. And, of course, we're towards the end of August, so you can kind of see, right, the light at the end of the tunnel in terms of the summer. But, yeah, good. And it's been even better that we're talking about some Pelicans, because my goodness, haven't we waited all summer just to hear something happen other than, of course, a coaching hire?
No doubt about it. And definitely all the criticism that you've been hearing from fans and even national media was the lack of, you know, roster construction, not doing anything in free agency. Well, the Pels made a move today, adding Benedict Mathurin, and something that I feel like this has been linked to them for over a year now. Why finally happen now? I'm not complaining, but just wondering, well, why did it happen now?
Yeah, it's several reasons. For instance, when he was still with the Pacers, the Pelicans checked in with them regarding a trade. And at the time, they were interested in Eve Missy. So a lot of us thought that something may happen between the two teams. But, of course, the Pacers switched gears, went with somebody more proven, right, in Ivaka Zubac. And Mathurin went to the Clippers. Fortunately for the Pelicans, the Clippers aren't that interested in retaining Mathurin for several reasons. But mostly, their roster, they've got over 15 standard contracts. And the writing was on the wall a week ago when they were in that big trade that ended up getting Peyton Watson moved from Denver to Cleveland. And in that deal, the Clippers got Max Strus. So, plays the same position. They're already loaded at guard. So, being a restricted free agent, nobody was sure would the Clippers try and extend him or would they move him. But after that deal where they got Strus, he completely became expendable, and that's why it sounds like the Clippers are just going to let him out of his contract, right? They won't extend that qualifying offer, so the Pelicans, in essence, are signing a free agent. So that's even better for them. They don't have to give up an asset to make this deal happen, but they will have to, Steve, clear a spot on their roster, because while they can have over 15 players now on their roster, before the start of the next regular season, they have to be at 15, and if they sign Mathurin, that would be a problem, right? Somebody has to be let go. So expect for something else to happen, like whether Hawkins gets moved, maybe Jordan Poole, but something has to happen.
Yeah, I know. I've been seeing, you know, the Twitter sphere out there. A lot of rumors surrounding Jordan Hawkins. We'll end up seeing what happens. But what does a guy like Mathurin bring to this Pel squad?
A lot. And it's really not surprising simply because it's a kind of a Troy Weaver type of player. Right, we know that Joe Dumars is the lead executive, but he's given a lot of control over to Troy Weaver in the construction of this roster. And just based on what Weaver did with Oklahoma City Thunder, Mathurin fits that mold where it's a strong physical player, a slasher. He loves guys that drive the ball into the lane and try and get to the rim and the free throw line. And that's what Mathurin does. And when he was with the Pacers, he could shoot the three ball pretty adequately. So he's kind of a volume shooter, right? Last year, there was only two players that came off the bench and scored more than 20 points than Benedict Mathurin. I think he did 13 times, right? There was only two other players that did it more. So he's kind of like that microwave score that I think every team needs. And so when you look at the Pelicans roster, it makes sense for him to kind of be that guy, that sixth man off the bench, give you a lot of points when needed, because that's kind of been his role in the past.
And Ali, now with this move for the Pels, do you think they have anything up their sleeves, potentially filling out any other roster holes?
I think they're still sitting and watching, much like how Mathurin kind of unfolded based on what the Clippers decided to do. I still think they're keeping an eye on, for instance, Jalen Duren up in Detroit. Can they sign him, and will Jalen Duren sign? Because it sounds like, boy, it's been a bitter struggle, right? Not only with the contract negotiations, but word leaked out that the Pistons now value Ausar Thompson as their second most important player behind Cade Cunningham. So that has to be considered a slight to Durant's camp, to where you wonder, will he even sign anything? And maybe he'll just take a qualifying offer or just demand out. But I know that, of course, that's Troy Weaver drafted when he was in Detroit. And, of course, the Pelicans, they need desperately a physical center that they can rely on, right? We hope, all of us hope, Eve Missick can grow in that player, but so far he hasn't proven that in his career. So Duren would be a shortcut to that, but we have to see how that unfolds in Detroit. I was more hopeful also with Wendell Carter, right? The Pelicans need a center, and that's why I'm talking about centers. But Wendell Carter potentially being available, right? With the Magic, Jamal Mosley coached him last year. And at the time, a couple months ago, it seemed like they had an excess of centers. But Mo Wagner since then has moved on, signing with the Brooklyn Nets. So I don't think that's going to be potentially there. You still maybe wonder about Daniel Gafford, right? We just saw Klay Thompson. He got signed with the he's going to the Miami Heat.
Right.
The Dallas Mavericks agreed to a contract buyout. So you can tell they're kind of playing for the future. So would they be willing to give up Gafford, especially if, say, Derek Lively is healthy, because they just drafted Merez Johnson, right? That's another guy who needs minutes at center. So there are some things that I'm watching, including makes me think the Pelicans are too, right? They needed to shore up some weaknesses. They kind of already did with this move today, getting Mathurin, a shooting guard who can score, who plays kind of the way they like, physical, and is still young, but they still need a center. So I'm still watching, and I think they are too.
Ollie, definitely thanks. Appreciate the info, man. You mentioned the Miami Heat, too. Just curious, what are you thinking about that roster real quick before we let you run?
I still think they need, honestly, kind of a lead guard, right? Giannis can handle the ball, no doubt, initiate the offense. But, again, much like Zion in the past, if you don't have a guard, you're going to run into trouble executing offensively. I think that's where they're at. They got some good supplemental players, but a lead guard to be considered, I think, maybe a championship contender out of the East.
You the man, Ollie. Always appreciate you. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys. You do too.
Ollie Cosell, Pelicans media member there, breaking down the newest addition for the Pellies, Benedict Mathurin, joining the squad. We'll see what lies ahead for the Pels come training camp, coming soon as well. Going to take a break right now on Sports Talk, coming back right after this.